This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Lamed Hey, Amid Aleph, the Mishnah, Elu Dvarim. Elu Dvarim, Shodom, Yoritzu, Behin, Yadecha, Vosu, Bepesu. The following things a man can be Yoritzu, his obligation of Matzah on Pesach. Which kinds of grain are fit from which to make matzah? Bechitin wheat, b'seirim or barley, b'kusmin with spelt, b'shipim with rye, or b'shivele shul or with oats. Other things are not called chameshes mine dogon. Let's say he wants to make from rice flour or corn flour. No. Now he lists other things, not kinds of materials, but in halachas, there might be something wrong. Tamai, when you buy grain for nam ha'oratz, and he assures you that he separated ma'isel, so the din is, you're mechuyev mi d'rabbono to separate ma'isel on your own to make sure. So if you ate matzah of grain of tamai, although you didn't separate the mice from the rabbonon, your yitzay. Ober mice rishon shenitla tumasa. When a lady gets mice rishon, he has to give a tumah to the kohen, a mice of the mice to the kohen. So the mice rishon, from it they separated, tumas mice gave to the kohen, and from that mice rishon it remained. The maid matzah, your yitzay. What's the chiddush? We'll see in the Gemara. Obe ma'isa sheini vehegdi shenivdu. Ma'isa sheini, you have to take the pears and eat them in Yerushalayim. Or, if you want to eat the pears here, you have to redeem it for money and take the money and spend it in Yerushalayim. So if you redeem grain, ma'isa sheini, and he ate in the form of matzah, his yetzer. What's the chiddush? If it's redeemed, it's perfectly muta. So what's a chiddush that is yetzer? We'll see in the Gemara. Also hegdish. If it's somebody was magdish grain, and they made matzah out of it, then they redeemed it, hegdish, it's muted, and it's yetzer, the mitzvah of matzah. What's a chiddush? If you redeemed it, it's certainly muta. Gemara will explain what the chiddush is. Be'hakeanim, b'chala, b'tchumim. A kohen is yetzer with challah. They separate from the dough a piece called challah and give it to the kohen, and the kohen bakes it as a matzah is yetzer. All this also for Yisrael to eat is exactly like tumah, and also tumah. Although Yisrael can't eat it, but the kohen can be yetzer matzah from tumah. Aval lo betevel. Suppose he ate grain. From which ate matzah of grain, from which he didn't separate sufficiently tumas and maizah, that's called tevel. That's a real isha, it's not yetzer. Now keep your finger on the line and look in Rashi. Ve'akeanim b'chala b'truma. The Rashi is a long side, only five lines down. Don't lose a place in the Mishnah. In the Rashi, five lines down for where holding. A kohen bechala ubetrume. Abo Yisrael betrume lo. Now the question is, but Yisrael ate trume. True, he has an avera. He's chayav misa b'dishamayim. But at the same time, he ate matzah. So why shouldn't he be eating matzah? And he should have an avera of eating trume. So Rashi explains, no, it can't be. Ki de yoli v'lekam. We learn further. It says, lo seichel olav chometz. And it's a shiva shama techol of matzahs. So we compare the isur of chametz and the mitzvah of matzah. What does that mean? Mi sheina musal chi musal mishum chametz. It's a kind of matzah, a kind of grain, for which if it became had become chametz, it'd be chayav only for the isur of chametz and no other isur. So then, that kind ato yetzve heves matzah. Yod says, yeah, but this tumah is different. She also Mahmoud Isa had also because of tumah. So since there's another Isa, had it been chametz. besides chametz is truma. So therefore, it's not chametz. So you made matzah, but you're not jason. So what's Rashi telling you? The limit is we compared the mitzvah of matzah to the issur of chametz. So when do you say you ate a mitzvah of matzah from this kind of grain? If the grain had been chametz, it would only be also because of chametz and no other issur. Then, if it's not chametz and it's made matzah, you're yetzer the matzah. But suppose the grain, had it been chametz, there'd be besides chametz issur of truma too. So then you're not yetzer mitzvah matzah. So even if it's not chametz, if there's another issur besides chametz, but it's not chametz at all, it is perfectly kosher the Pesach, but still there's an issur of truma. Any other issur that comes on the matzah disqualifies it for the mitzvah of matzah. Say a piece of Rashi. In the Mishnah. They didn't separate Tumas Maisa from Maisa Rishon. So that's a form of Tevel also. And therefore, it's Chayav Misa B'Lishamayim to East Tevel. Therefore, it's not Yes the Mitzvah of Matzah. If they weren't redeemed, you can't eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim if it wasn't redeemed, or Hegdish not redeemed. So because of the Avera, it's not yet the mitzvah of Matzah. Now, something new. Chalas Toida. Suppose somebody baked chalas to accompany a korban Toida, or a kikin nozer, or he baked a kikin, certain kinds of wafers that are supposed to be brought with a korban of a nozer. And they are matzah. Now, Saul asked if he made it for himself, as he was the one who needed a korban teda, or he was a nozer, he needed the kikin. And Yaitse, he cannot be Yaitse. And well, we'll explain why he cannot be Yaitse with chalas teda or kikin nozer. For the mitzvah of matzah. Ason limka b'shuk yetsa. If he made it but to sell in the street, for in Israel, or people have korban as toidah, that's why he baked it. If he eats it for the purpose of mitzvah, matzah is yetsa. Now, Imar will explain the reason. If it's chalas, toidah, or kikin nozer, for his own korban, once he's magdish it for that purpose, or mayachah for that purpose, he can't be Yetzir. Why not? We'll see in the Gemara. Can't be Yetzir mitzvah of matzah. But if he made it for the purpose of selling it to those who would need it, he wasn't magdish it outright, but only on condition. He will find a customer who needs a korban teda or is a nozer. But in case he would want to change it for some other purpose, he had a reservation in his mind, he wasn't magdish it yet. So since he wasn't magdish it yet, he can use it for himself. Say that. The Gemara. Tony Olanda by Kusmi, now that's spelt. Min Chitin. It's a certain species of wheat. She barley shuol, oats, and sheep and rye, min seh, are a certain species of barley. Now what's the purpose of saying that? So look in the tasters on top. Kusmin min chitin, shebele shul shibet min soyer. Rashi perish, the inyan, the internim min al shenim. You cannot separate tume from grain, let's say, on figs and dates. You cannot separate tume from wine on grain. On separate meaning, you can. The same is from chitin on soyer, we can't separate tume. Let's say, yeah. A bin of chitin, and here you have sir. I want to take some sir from here and say it should be tumah for the chitin. You can't do that. But now he's telling us some of these minim, even though they have different names, are really fundamentally the same min, and you can separate tumah from chitin on kusmin, from sir on shibe the shul and shibe. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Rabbi Eimer, the Memnoches, And Pelek Rabbi Yishmael Mucha Behedye is demonstrated openly. The Baraisa, this Baraisa we're bringing here, is Lian Chale Mirtanya. As Chaye, you can separate Chale. It's not a Kasha. It's a proof to Rashi. Just like Tume, you cannot separate one mean and another. Also, Chala, you can't separate one mean another. But then it says there, and the subject of Chala is considered one. So it's a proof to Rashi. When I take a piece of dough, of wheat dough, and separate it on Kusmin dough, you yes. Say that little piece so far. It's a Kasha on Rashi. Rashi says, in the matter of a tumah, that you can separate from wheat on spelt. And Tesla says, no, only a matter of challah. And I'll explain what's the difference, because when you separate wheat on spelt, you see two separate meanings. So you can't do that. Even though they're one meaning, or they're similar meaning, you cannot separate them. But challah, when they're in a dough, they look the same. So the dough of wheat and the dough of kusmin are so similar that they add up to challah. So the shear of challah together, they can separate one or the other. It's only a matter of challah. The Gemara says here that chitin and kusmin are one meal. But the matter of separating with the grain, no. All right, right to the Gemara. Now the Gemara starts translating it. The Lashon of the Mishnah into Aramaic. Kusmin, what's that? Where the first line of Gemara spells. Kusmin is Gulbe. That's what they knew, spelt in Aramis. Shipun, Rai, is Dishra. Shebele Shul, that's oats. Shibuli, Teola. Finished. Now the Gemara comments. Hani ain't. Only these are eligible to make matzah from them. Orgez v'dorchen lo, you cannot make matzah out of rice and millet. Rice and millet, according to this Mishnah, are excluded from the kinds of grain which are fit for matzah. Menoha nemil, how do we know that? Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lokish, v'chein ton, 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 says, and it says Shibesh Yomateh Olav Matzahs. So that's a hekesh. We are comparing matzah to chometz. Dvorim aboim lidei chimutz, those things that can become leaven. Now leaven is a certain process. A certain process when you mix water into it, it starts producing a certain gas and changing its composition, and that's called chimutz. So those things that become chimutz, or the miyetzi when you decho with a pesa. The matzah. You can miyetzi with matzah and pesa. Only things that are capable of becoming chomets. So these five are capable of becoming real chomets. Yod su elu, but rice and millet, she'ein bo'in li dechimus. They won't become leaven. Something does happen when they're mixed with water and it stands for a while. Ela di sifat. It begins to putrefy and deteriorate. But it's not going to rise in the form of dough as the five minim do. So since they don't become real chomets, therefore they never can be used for matzah. Say that. Masnisim delo ki Rabbi Yechon ben Nur. Our Mishnah does not agree with Rabbi Yechon ben Nur de Oman. Oyrez min dogon hu, rice is one of the kinds of grain, just like wheat and barley and the rest of them. V'chayovin al chivutzi kores, and if it becomes leaven, it is not merely, like we said before, sukh and just rotten, it's chometz, it's real chometz like anything else. So according to him, you can be yezim matzah with oyrez. The tango and the balais, he said, you cannot cook them on Pesach. Make a tafshel of cooking them, although al pidin you could cook wheat and barley too. Only he should avoid it because cooking might sometimes cause them to become chometz. So therefore he says, also we ask us to cook erez v'deichen b'bnei shekorev l'hachmetz, because it's possible, it's close to become chometz. So you see, he holds it's possible to chometz. Now the Gemara right away asks the question, what does it mean? Iboyelu, what does it mean? Abiyachem ben Nuri, does it mean shekorev l'hachmetz? It's close. This means the kodim of machmes, it comes chometz faster than other things. Wheat and barley, if you cook them, so we say by that time they have cooked them, there is too late to become chometz. Once you cook it, it can become chometz. And they don't turn chometz so fast that the leaven before it's finished cooking, no. The leavening takes some time. So the cooking will first of all transform them so they won't be able to become chometz. But since they become chometz very fast, they'll become chometz before the cooking has a chance to transform them. So you shouldn't cook erez v'deichen. That's one shot. Although perhaps, he says, kolel l'hachmetz habe. It's close to chometz. It means it never becomes real chometz. It becomes something resembling chometz. Chometz gomer lo habe. It never becomes real chometz. Now, if that's the case, if it cannot become real chometz, then you couldn't use it for matzah. Anything that's not capable of real chometz is not fit for matzah. So that's a question. What did he say? You shouldn't cook erez v'deichen on Pesach because it's called l'hachmetz. Does it mean? Because it becomes chometz faster than other things. Maybe you shouldn't cook it because it might become chometz before it becomes cooked. Or does it mean kol hachmetz? It'll become close to chometz, but never becomes real chometz. If that's the case, and you cannot use it for matzah, it'll never become real chometz. So Shema brings a proof. The Tanya another b'risa. Omer Rabbi Yechem Anuri, Orez min dogon hu v'chayov in alchemut se kores. It means it's real chometz. V'odom yoyitzi l'chavos v'peisach. So we see, Rabbi Yechem Anuri holds, in addition to what the Mishnah says, Erez also, that Mishnah says these five kinds and nothing else. So Erez v'deichen are excluded. Rabbi Yochanan comes to add something. Now what does he add? Does he add only Erez? Above the Gemara says Erez v'deichen too. The Mishnah which excludes Erez v'deichen is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Because he said, the answer is both, to cook them. Then she called the hachmetz. And called the hachmetz, we know, means it becomes chometz quicker. That's what he holds now. He says, the high of course, that means it becomes real chometz and not something like chometz. So what's the shot called the hachmetz? It becomes chometz more quickly. So not only oyres, also doyche, say that. Another min, besides Erez v'deichen, Karmis. Karmis is what's called cow wheat, whatever it is, cow wheat. Chayeves bechalo. It means, just like the five minim of chayev and chalo, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri adds Erez v'deichen, also adds karmis. Talking about my karmis, in their language, how do you say it? Omar Abaye. Shitznisa, that's the cow wheat. My shitznisa. So the later generation didn't even know that word. Omarav Pope, shitznisa de mishtakhe beine kalmisa. It grows among the reeds, whatever that is. Among the reeds, you'll find that kind of wheat. Poor people go out and use that for bread. It's a hefker kind of grass, but it's capable of producing some kind of a bread. Omer Rabbi Bar Bachama Reish Lakish. Now starts a new sugi. Isa Sheni Leisha B'Yayim Hashem Advash. A dough. The dough is of wheat, barley, one of the official grains that are fit for matzah. But it was kneaded, K-N-E-A-D, kneaded not with water, but with wine, oil, or honey, and chayov in alchemutzikos. that if it became chametz, let's say you let that dough stand and it became leaven, he's not chayav kolos for it. Because it never becomes really leavened. If it wasn't made with water, just with one other of these liquids, wine, oil, or dvash, it never becomes real chametz. Now, this is a subject being discussed now. That's called mei pears, fruit juices. Wine, oil are fruit juices. Wine is the juice of grapes. Oil is the juice of olives. The question is, mei pears, are they machmis? Do they turn the grain into chametz or not? Water is machmis. Mei pears, we'll see it. That's a question. So, Reish Lakish said, mei pears are not machmis. Now, we don't know that yet. All we know is, you're not yetzei, you're not chayav kores. Not chayav kores. That's all he said. Yossi, v'rav Pope, v'rav Bune, v'rav Yeshua. These two were sitting, come in the presence of Rav Ili Barov, and he was an older man. And they were sitting and discussing this statement of Reish Lakish. Yosef Ravi de Barabin Kamnam, he was sitting there and he was drowsing, dozing off. And these two younger ones sitting in front of him and discussing Reish Lakish's din, that somebody ate a dough that was made with, not without water, but with honey, oil, or wine, and it became leaven in that chayef, which is chometz on Pesach. Omalei Rav Hunibay, Rav Yeshua, that of my time at Reish Lakish, why isn't he chayef? Why shouldn't he be chayav because of chametz? After all, it's grain. It's wheat. Wheat can become chametz. Omalei, so Rav Pope tried to say a svara. Domar Kroh, he said, lo yisrchal olav chametz. Shivishom dehal olav matzah. Now this is an official hekesh, everybody knows. So we're going to compare chametz to matzah. The vorim showed him yetzah ben yedecha vazah ben matzah. When you came a yetzah matzah, then such a kind of dough from which you can make matzah, chayavim al chimusakot. If that dough became chametz, it's chayav kores. He's starting out in the other way. If it's fit for matzah, then it could become chametz. But this dough made with wine, oil, or honey is not fit for matzah. Behold, this kind of a dough with wine, oil, or honey, hoyil vein adam yetzei. Boy, you there, you can't have a yetzei, the mitzvah of matzah with it. Why? Because matzah is called lechem oini, the bread of affliction. But if a matzah is with honey, oil, or wine, there's no affliction to eating it. Tastes good, like cake. The havilei matzah asher is called a rich matzah. Ein chayavin alchem lusiko. Since you're not yetzei, the mitzvah of matzah, so it cannot be chayav chametz. So according to this, even though it turns chametz, according to this, even though it leavens, but still that kind of leavening is not chayev because he couldn't be yetzei the mitzvah of matzah. That's what our Papa started saying. So once more, our Papa using that famous hekesh where you compare chametz to matzah, the isur of chametz and the mitzvah of matzah, you compare them. So he said, when is the isur of chametz? When you can be yetzei the mitzvah of matzah. But if it's matzah ashira dough mixed with oil, wine, and honey, it can be yetze, the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore, that kind of a dough, even though it turns chametz, you're not high of kores. That's what our Rebbe tried to say. First chapter here. Eisvei Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Yeshua asked a kash on Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, the issur of chametz depends if it's eligible for the mitzvah of matzah. V'lein himchohu, if somebody melted matzah, he melted it and it became a liquid. Mixed matzah with water and it became a liquid. Ugmo, and he sipped it, im chomesu, if it's chomes dikestav, on the shkos, chayav kores. Even though it's a liquid, but a liquid is from chomes dike grain, so it's chayav kores. Im matzahu, and if it's not chomes, he took real matzah and melted it. Ain't other miyotzah v'chavasah v'pesach. Why? Rashi says in the bottom line, because that's not the derech achila. To sip matzah is not the derech. You have to eat matzahs, toichlu matzahs. Sipping it, melted matzah, is not called achila. Now, okay, here. They know them yeitze dechavazer matzah. With melted matzah, it's not yeitze. Not derech achila. And still chayov in ochimutze kares, and a melted chometz is chayav kares. So you see that one doesn't depend on the other. Say the kashya. Yisrael behu Rabbi Yehuda bar Ovin. Yehuda was awakened by that. They were arguing, so he was awakened from his dozing, and he heard what's going on. Omar said to them, "Dalikim, young fellows," he said. Dalik means boys, young fellows. I need time. Why not yetzir matzah? Mishum dehaber made pears, because wine, oil, and honey is called pears, made pears, fruit juices. Or made pears, emach mitzin. It cannot become chometz. So since it cannot become chometz, therefore it cannot be fit for matzah. So don't work the other way. Don't say what's fit for matzah. Only then is chayav on chometz. What's not fit for a matzah is not eiver on chometz. No, that's not the way to say it. So on the opposite way, what is eiver mishum chometz? Then is yetzir for a matzah. So therefore, may peres is not eiver because of chometz. So therefore, may peres not fit for a matzah. So once more, the hekesh is a good hekesh, but it depends on which direction you're using it. They're using it in the wrong direction. You can't say, what you yetzir matzah, therefore you chayev chometz. See, melted matzah you're not yetzir, and still melted chometz is chayev. So you have to go in the other direction. What is eiver mishum chometz? Then it be yetzir matzah. And since may peres can never become really a chometz, therefore may peres can never use for matzah. Say that. The taste is omid beis. Or may peres a machmitz. The Tesis explains two shittas. First, one shita in Tesis. May peres a machmitz. Hainu is chayev koras. It's never chomesdik enough to make it chayev koras. Kenamrinen behead, like he says openly, ain chayovit al chomesdik koras. And therefore, you're not yetzir the mitzvah of matzah for may peres. Avolav is, but there's a lav of the raisa to eat chometz dough that was mixed with wine and allowed to stand until it leavened. It's a isha the raisa with a lav, not chometz with colors, but a lav. Chidis with tasmas. Obesomach nami amrinin, we'll soon see later, ein loshin beyayin eshemedash. You cannot knead the dough for matzahs in wine, oil, or honey. If you did need it and you let it stand long enough to become chometz, you didn't bake it quick enough, so you saw them, you have to burn it right away. We'll soon see why he says right away. But you have to burn it up. And Tesis takes it to mean it's a isha deraisa. But hachomim nami the omri teochom. And the chomim would differ. We'll see later a difference. Say you could eat it. Hainu mishum, they hold sheyacholin lishomer na chometz kishayit. It's possible to guard it against becoming chometz like any other dough. I'll explain that. Tesis learns the Tanikame holds it not possible to make chometz dike. It's not possible to make chometz dike matzahs with wine instead of water, or with oil, or with honey, because they become very quickly leavened, more quickly than with water. However, they never become real chometz, they become isha lav. So therefore, in case you were kneading them, the dough, you made it with wine instead of water, and you wanted to make masses, you have to burn it up right away, because it quickly becomes chometz before you have a chance to bake it in the oven. It's not like when you knead wheat flour with dough to make masses, with water to make masses. Wheat flour with water takes some time before the water has an effect on it. And therefore, you can bake it before it becomes leaven. But if it's kneaded with wine or oil, it becomes so fast hummus that you won't have time to bake it before it becomes hummus. However, when it does become hummus, only allow it. So it has an advantage and disadvantage. The advantage is it never becomes real hummus with five colors. It's only allow at most. A disadvantage, whatever it becomes right away, faster than ordinary dough. And the Chachamim will say you can eat it. It means you can't eat it if it became hummus. It means you can rely on the fact that when you knead the dough with wine or oil and you bake it quickly, it won't become hummus more than if you knead it with water. That's what the Chachamim hold. But the Kulama Machmitzit. So according to the taste of Machlekes of the Chachamim and the Tanakhama, it's not in the whether it's hummus or not. Everybody agrees it becomes hummus in May Pears. Wheat flour with wine instead of water will become hummus. Only it's a lav, not karas. What's a machleket? Tanakhama said you can't bake it fast enough to avoid becoming hummus. Therefore, if you mix it with on Pesach, wheat flour with wine, you have to burn it right away. It becomes hummus immediately. A hummus said, no, you can bake it, and you can, before it becomes hummus, you can eat it. But everybody agrees that it never becomes really a hummus to be high of colors. Because may pears ain't machmisim. And that's why you're not yet, said mitzvah of matzah, because it can never become real hummus gomet to be high of colors. That's what taste of learning pshat. So according to the taste, may pears ain't machmisim to be high of colors. But a love there is on may pears when it makes it hummus. A love, may pears can make it leavened enough to become hummus. Only with a lav, say that. Like Tesvi Kosher. That's the first sheet in Tesvis that may pears or machmits, it can become chomets enough to be chayav a lav, the raiser, but never become chomets to be chayav kars. The kosher. So the common mas kinimura concludes, gabi kinuche davi shoina. That's a kind of dried flour. Flour of dried grain, and it's dried in the oven. It says, Avol may peres shori. May peres are muton pesach. I mean, mix grain with may peres. Flour with may peres. The may peres, a machmitzin. Now, when you say shori is muton, it means it's not chomets at all. You can't say it's a lot. Mash may seem, the sharin of the gang would be permitted entirely. As a kashim, what we said at the beginning, Eimach Mitzin, Bechayav Kor, but Allah there is, here you see, it's Shore, it's Mutter entirely. Bechayin Peresh, Rabbi Natan, no, he differs with the first Peresh. First Peresh, Eimach Mitzin, to Bechayav Kor, but as Allah, Rabbi Natan says, no, Eimach Mitzin, Kolik, and not Mach Mitzin at all. And therefore, you can go and mix grain flour with wine or honey or oil, as long as there's no water, it's not machmitz at all, it's mutal chathilat to eat it. And even though you don't bake it, let it stand a long time. And it seems to be leavened, never becomes leavened, even to be chayav with a lav. It's mutal chathilat. Behold, the Amar Tisol of Ayat, he said above, with his brother Bereis above, you burn it right away. They're not talking to me, Peres alone. It means kishe'erev imohen mayim. May peres mixed with water. Oh, may peres mixed with water is even more effective in making your hummus than water alone. Once you add may peres to the water, it speeds up the fermentation process. Those ma'aras yesel hummus, it becomes faster hummus. And that's why it says, you saw them, yeah, they burned it right away. So therefore, now, what about the Tamashita? That may peres alone is completely muta. You can take wheat flour and mix it with wine, and even though you're not baking it now, let the flour stay, let the dough stand a long time, it's muta entirely, no chomets at all. But if a drop of water comes into that, then it's more expeditious in becoming chomets than water alone. Water plus they pay us machmes right away. Real chametz. Not a lot, real chametz. So much mamish. It's up to here. Take it back, but it's not real chametz. The alho, on the case where he added water, Oma, he said, Ain by hand colors, Avolab is behu. Well, so made pairs with water, it comes chametz very fast, but it's only alav. Avoheha de lesbeth haruvis mine, where there's no mixture of water at all, you go yayin, or chametz of vinegar wine, shame pairs, shore elegam. Tell him with us now as follows. First, she then takes the hold that may pairs or machmits faster, but it never chomets gomet with higher colors, it's a lot. Now, takes the hold, Ben Tam Shita, may pairs alone and not machmits at all, as entirely muta. Only if may pairs are mixed with water, then it's expedited in the process of becoming chametz. It's faster than ordinary flour and water. But even then, when it does become chametz with a mixture of water and wine, or water and honey, it's only a lav and not kolos. Say over the two shittos that we have to stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.